Testing 1, 2, 3. Everybody hear me okay? I don't see my name in the. I don't see my name up top there. I want to type a 1. Can anybody verify that I'm coming through okay? Coming through? Okay, good. Kind of freaked me out there. I didn't see my name up there. Okay. First of all, I want to thank Weesum for inviting me, dragging me, no, inviting me to this. I want to thank the admin, Mr. Octopus and Fonzie. I'm kind of new to this room. As you probably heard, I'm an American Christian. Let me see. First of all, I just want to say that we're talking about is Jesus God. And first of all, I want to say that personally I know that he is because he's made a difference in my life. I've been a Christian for about 25 years, well, over 25 years, and 25 years ago he changed my life, and he's real in my life. And so I want to start there, but of course anybody can say that. Talk is cheap. So I'll just kind of start. It's interesting, both our religions both believe that Jesus is coming back, and the question is, will he come back as a great prophet, as Islam says, or will he come back as a judge to determine the eternal fate of all people? What are his claims? I wanted to say also that I'm not here in any way to bash Islam. I respect your religion. I respect the devotion and your zeal for God. Okay, this our zeal has to be based on knowledge. So, anyway,
Mr. Christian Levine, are you there? You seem to have dropped the mic. Are you there? Mr. Christian Levine, are you there? If you're there, please type 1. Mr. Christian Levine, are you there? I'm sorry, how do I shoot the remote order?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I see him online but I'm not sure. Christian online, are you here? Christian online, can you write 1 if you are here please? Okay, فنزي يتود ورجع تاني يا أخي فنزي إن شاء الله. Bounce him and return him back إن شاء الله. I can invite him again. Bounce him. Maybe he cannot hear us. I don't know. Maybe his name is stuck. Maybe. Okay, good. Okay, I'm gonna invite him again. He's back, Fonzie. He's back. Go ahead.
Okay, inshallah, no problem. Go ahead, then, Mr. Christian Levine. Take the mic, inshallah, and continue.
Okay, can everybody hear me? Can everybody hear me? Okay, okay. Whew, that was kind of scary. My finger went off the button and I got bounced somehow there, but I hope I realize what I'm saying. Some might find it might not like what I'm saying, but I'm not trying to offend anybody. Hopefully you don't find that offensive. But I wanted to refer to Psalms 110:1. Where the psalmist says, "The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." So, as we see, Jesus calling himself the Son of Man, which he is, being both God and man, he could refer to himself as the God-man, or as the Son of Man, which is the God-man. And, it's interesting, about 78 different times in the New Testament he refers to himself as the Son of Man. and in three distinct ways concerning his earthly ministry, when foretelling his passion, and in teaching regarding his coming again. It's clearly, as I said, a messianic title, and clearly it's a title of deity. And he also calls himself the Son of God. And it is true that the term Sons of God is used of men in, say, like Hosea 1:10, for example, of angels in the Old Testament, Genesis 6:2, Job 1:6, 38:7, but in a different way. In every instance, the term implies that he is the one, the only begotten, the only Son, co-equal, co-eternal with the Father. In the repeated uses of the term Son, okay, somebody shot me a PM there and messed me up. I'm sorry. Let me get back here. But as he repeatedly uses the term Son in juxtaposition, yeah, I have to ask that, what's his name, Radio Cross, stop PMing me. It's kind of distracting here, and it's hard to keep going here. Anyway, Jesus distinguishes between his divine sonship and that of the disciples and men in regard by always saying my Father instead of our Father, as the Jews did. And he also said Abba Father, which asserted a relationship with God which no one ever claimed before by addressing God as Abba, as something nobody ever in the history of Israel had ever done. And they'd always said, they were accustomed to addressing God as Father, but they'd always say our Father, Abhinu, a form address which was essentially an appeal to God for mercy. Anyway, talked a little bit of his direct claims. His personal claims is that he called God his Father. John 5:18. The Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. And it's obvious that the Jews understood that he was claiming to be equal with God because they accused him of blasphemy and they wanted to stone him. Also in John 10:30, let me turn to that real quick. Oops, there we go. In John 10:30 says, I and the Father are one. And it's interesting, if you go to the Greek neuter hen is used there, which essentially means of one essence or nature. And again we read the Jews picked up stones to stone him in verse 31, but Jesus said, Jesus said to them, I have from the Father, for which of these do you stone me? We are not stoning you for any of these, replied the Jews, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God. So it's clear there that the Jews understood he is claiming to be God. And you notice in both these instances, Jesus didn't say, wait a minute, that's not what I meant. I meant to say, no, you know, he makes it clear. Also, he says, he who has seen me has seen the Father. In John 14:9, 5:20, 22, 26, and 28, Jesus says, I say unto you, and he's speaking in his own name. He has elevated his own words to the authority of heaven. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away, he says in Mark 13:31. Okay, more indirect claims. He claimed to be able to forgive sins, as evidenced in Mark 2:5. There, 2:5. When Jesus saw the faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. Some of the teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Matthew 9, 5 through 6, of course, he heals the paralytic and forgives him the sins. And then the Pharisees condemn him. Okay. Jesus claims also to be life in John 14, 6. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. He's claiming there to be the final key to all mysteries. And in John 15, 4 through 6, he describes himself as the vine, all his vines, in order that they need to depend on him for their spiritual life and vitality. And Jesus, of course, has authority in 5:27 in claiming that he will judge the world. And let me read that, because that's pretty profound. I wish I had the ability just to post them. Okay. And Jesus says, and he has given him authority to judge because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise up to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. Then in 6:40, for my Father's will is that none who believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Raise my voice. Okay, I'll try to talk a little louder there. Sorry, my microphone has a tendency to cut out every so often. So, Jesus also claimed the title of I Am in John 8:58. And anyone familiar with the Old Testament or Judaism knows that that. And John 8, truth, Jesus wants to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. Clearly, they understood that he was calling himself the I Am from Exodus 3:14, Deuteronomy 32:39, Isaiah 43:10. Jehovah is the eternally existent one. Jesus knew this and claimed that. Also in John 5:23, let me find that real quick. I've often heard it asked in your rooms that, you know, where does it say Jesus asked for worship? And here he says that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. So here Jesus claims the right to be worshipped as God. To dishonor Jesus is to dishonor God. I got less than 4 minutes. Okay. One thing that's probably very difficult to understand, and I'm sure my friend Wiesem will come up with some verses that say, Jesus says, I can do nothing of my own will, but only the Father, and the Father is greater than I am. And that is a difficult concept to understand. In order to shed a little light on that, I want to go to a passage in, hopefully 3 minutes, okay, I'll try to hurry. I want to go to a passage in Genesis. I hope everybody knows the story of Pharaoh and Joseph. And Joseph was the son of Jacob, and he was sold into slavery into Egypt and imprisoned, and then he's called before Pharaoh, and he tells Pharaoh his dream, and Pharaoh appoints him ruler of the land. And it's interesting, he says, Pharaoh talking to Joseph, he says, You shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you. He was equal to Pharaoh, but only in the throne was Pharaoh greater. And this explains how Jesus, being equal with God, can say the Father is greater than I am. And before the messianic prophecies that he, being the Son of Man, would sit at the right hand of authority, that all power and authority is given to him. Okay, that's kind of a difficult concept to understand. I hope that sheds a little light on that. How much time I got left? 2 minutes, 1 minute, okay. I really don't have anything much more to say at the moment, so I'll forfeit the rest of my time. Weesum, go ahead there.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله أشهد أن المسيح عبد الله ورسوله There is no God but Allah and I bear witness that Muhammad is messenger and Jesus also God messenger. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. If you can hear me, right one please. If the sound is good, right one please. Can you hear me? Sound okay? Okay, first Christian, will you please next time when you take the mic raise your voice. We can barely hear you. Okay, please raise your voice a little bit. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The topic tonight is Jesus God. So I would like from Christian alike to give me a statement by Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am God. Jesus said, I am your creator. Jesus said, I am God manifested in flesh. Jesus said, I am God and a man in the same time. So I would like to hear a very clear statement from Jesus. Jesus claimed he is God, or Jesus claimed he is God and a man in the same time. يعني أنا عاوز نص منه النص يقول أنا الله أو أنا الإله المتجسد. You try first to quote some verses from the Bible that Jesus said sometimes that he is the Son of God, and other time he said he is the Son of Man. I would like to ask you a question. Did Jesus ever claim that he is God manifested in flesh? Second, can God Almighty become a man? This theory about God become a man or God become a flesh and live with us on earth, is this theory has any basis in the Old Testament or in the Bible? No. Why? If you read in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6, God Almighty says, I am the Lord, I cannot change. في حديث بالنصوص, can anybody read the verses, please? Malachi 3:6, أنا رب لا أتغير. God, very clear, he said, God Almighty cannot change. I am the Lord, I cannot change. God Almighty also said in the book of Genesis, chapter 6 verse 3, that he said his spirit will not ever dwell in a human because he is a human. God Almighty can be, his spirit cannot be in a human body. Book of Genesis chapter 6 verse 3. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 2, Ezekiel 28:2, it says, say to the branch of Tyre, thus says the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up, يريد حد يكتب نصوص بالعربي اكتبها بالعربي مش بالانجليزي, and you have said, I am God, I sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas, yet you are a man of God, yet you are a man of God. God cannot be a man. With all respect to you, the theory about God becoming a man is a hoax, has no basis in the Bible. Jesus never said, I'm God. Jesus never said, I'm God manifested in flesh. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, verse 9-10, Hadith ibn Arabi, Ezekiel 28, 9-10, it says, when you say before him, that kills you, I am God, but you are a man of God. But you are a man, not God. God Almighty cannot be a man. God is not a man. in the book Hosea chapter 11 verse 9, Hosea 11 9, Hosea 11 I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not return to destroy a tribe, for I am God, not man. For I am God, not man. For I am God, not man. God cannot be a man. God is not a man. God is not a man. And the book of Numbers, chapter 19, verse 23, it says, God is not a man, nor the son of man. God is not a man, nor the son of man. So God Almighty cannot be a man. The theory about God become a man and live with us and earth has no basis in the Bible. What Jesus says about himself, Jesus, God is not a man. What about Jesus? Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 40, John 8:40, I am a man telling you the truth which I heard from God. I am a man telling you the truth which I heard from God. I am not God. No, I'm just a man, a human being. And this truth you heard, I heard it from God Almighty. Peter, what he says about Jesus Christ in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 22, he says, Jesus of Nazareth, a man, approved by God among you by miracle and wonders and a sign which God did by him in the midst of you. A man. It's not God. It's just a man. And did miracle by permission of God, not by him. So God is not a man and Jesus is a man. So now when you take the mic, we got to a specific statement from Jesus Christ. Say to everybody, I am your God. I am your Lord. I am your Creator. I am God manifested in flesh. I am God and a man at the same time. I am perfect man and perfect God. I have dual nature, a man and God in the same time. That's what every Christian says. But where did Jesus say this? Where in the Bible? Give me just one statement, one sentence. Jesus claimed he's God or God manifested in flesh. It's not there. Jesus never says that. Now, when you say that Jesus said, I am and the Father are one. I am and the Father are one. I would like you now, Jesus says same thing about his disciples. Go to the book of John, chapter 17, verse 21. Listen what Jesus says. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, are in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou givest to me, even the glory, is not his glory. God give it to him. The glory which thou givest to me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. So now if he's saying Jesus was God, is one, and Jesus is God, in the same token, you have to say also the disciples also, every one of them, every single one of them is God, because they are one with Jesus, and also they are one with God. No. Jesus never say I'm God, Jesus never say I'm God manifested in flesh. Absolutely never. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 20, John 14, 20, Jesus said, in this day you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, And I am in you. So there is no difference. Jesus are in them, the Father are in him, and Jesus also are in them. They're all up to us. If he's saying Jesus is God, because God in him and he is in God, same thing you have to say, that the disciples also are God, because the Father in them and Jesus also in them. No difference. Now, did you find any specific verses in the Bible that God Almighty calls Jesus God, the Father calls Jesus God? No. But you know something very interesting. You find in the Bible about Prophet Moses. God Almighty said about him in the book of Exodus, chapter 4:16. Exodus 4:16, it says, about his brother Aaron, he will be your mouth. And you're going to be his Lord, his God. Moses is God for Aaron. Very clear statement from God that Moses is God. Did you hear any priest, any Jew said Moses is God because these verses? No, it's just symbolic. It's just figurative speech. Same thing in the book of Exodus, chapter 7, verse 1. God Almighty said about Moses, that God Almighty will make Moses a Lord and God to Pharaoh. Did you hear any Jew who said, because these verses, Moses is God. God himself called Moses God. No. It's just figurative speech. It's just something symbolic. But you will not find any verse in the New Testament that the Father or God called Jesus God. Nothing. Jesus himself never say I'm God, never say I'm your creator, never say I'm God and man at the same time, never say I'm God manifested in flesh. You're telling me Jesus is God. Why Jesus is God? Because he used the word I am. Because he used the word I am, then he's God. So anybody use the word I am, he's God. Now, I would like you to go to the book of John, chapter 9, verse 8. In chapter 9, verse 8 was a bigger, somebody begged for money, for food. So now, chapter 9, verse 8, it says, the neighbor, the river, and they which before had seen him, the beggar had seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. Listen what the beggar said. But he said, the beggar, I am. He said, what? I am. Is this me to him God? Is this me to him God? Jesus said, I am. Is this me to him God? No, it doesn't me to him God. If I am me to him God, then the beggar is God also. He is God. He said the same thing. He said, I am. I am. Then he is God. Now he said, Jesus, the one who will judge us the last day. Jesus, the one who will judge us the last day. Now, is Jesus really the one who will judge us the last day? How come he doesn't have any clue about the last day? He has no clue. He doesn't know. In the book of Mark, chapter 32, they ask him about the last day. What Jesus has to say about this day and this hour? Nobody knows. Nobody, not even the angels which are in heaven, but the Father. The only one is the Father. How come Jesus, the one who judged us, and he had no knowledge, he had no clue about the last day? Actually, this verse refutes that Trinity is co-equal, and they share the same knowledge. Because if they are co-equal and they say they share knowledge, then if the Father knows something, the Son has to know. The Holy Ghost has to know. But the only one knows is the Father alone. Then this verse refutes Trinity. This verse also refutes that Jesus is God. Because if he God, he must know the last day. This verse also refutes that Jesus will judge us. Because if he is the one who judges us, he must know about the last day. But he has no clue. This also refutes that Jesus is the Son of God. Because if he really is the Son of God, If his father knows, he must know. He has no clue, he doesn't know. You said Jesus the one who forgive our sin. Jesus the one who forgive our sin. Okay? Now answer me. Why Jesus on the cross said, God forgives them, Father forgives them? Because they do not know. He asked God Almighty to forgive them because they do not know. Now, I would like you to get clear statement from the mouth of Jesus Christ. Said, I am your God, I am your Creator, I am God and a man at the same time, I am God manifested in flesh. Might is yours.
Excuse me there. Everybody can hear me okay? Is my voice still coming out low? Okay. Looks like we're in business here. Okay, Lisa brought up some good points. Let me say, first off, he asked, where does Jesus directly say, I am God? I cannot put words in his mouth. For example, the President of the United States doesn't say, I, President, honor me. It's pretty obvious. The thing about he doesn't come out and directly say to the people, I am God, because his deity is a spiritual truth, and he wants people to realize that as a result of seeking the truth. He just doesn't want to force the truth on people. It's a spiritual truth that Father, no one can come to me unless the Father draws him unto me. And so I can't put words in his mouth, but when he directly claims that he is the Messiah, the Son of God, the Son of Man. he claims statements equaling deity. Before I forget about it, let me just refer to, you're talking about the two verses that use the my Father and I are one, and then you referred to his disciples. What he is saying there is, he's praying I'm trying to raise my voice. What he's saying is that as he and the Father are one essence and nature, that the disciples would be a one essence and nature, that they wouldn't be splinter groups and sects, that they would be united. They would be one, of one essence in nature. The Bible, later on, disciples refer to the church as the body of Christ, and that's to be one. So that's what he's talking about. It doesn't somehow make the disciples God, but he's definitely can't get around it. He's saying he's of one essence in nature. Cited those three verses, those instances where the Jews were picking up rocks to stone him. Clearly, they understood what he was saying. Okay. Yes, it's true, Leeson, that he doesn't come out directly and say, I am God, worship me. But he's making the same claims as the Father. Those are blasphemous statements for anybody to say other than somebody who is God. Only God can make those statements, and Jesus is making them. Now, if that's true, you have to make a decision. Either he is God, or he's a lunatic, or he's a liar. Okay? You can't say he's a good prophet and making those kind of statements. Okay? So, clearly they understood that. I have before me, okay, 11 minutes. Hopefully I'm come up okay. If I were to ask everybody here in this room, how would you recognize God? I have some questions to ask, and hopefully you bear with me here. I got 11 minutes. In whose name do people come together to pray? I think everybody would say God's. Who is present actually when people gather to pray? I think you'd have to say God. Who sends angels? To whom belongs God's elect? Whose presence is eternally with God's followers? So far, you'd have to say God's the answer to all these questions. Who comes from heaven? In whom should we place faith in order to have eternal life? Through whom is salvation? Who satisfies spiritual hunger? Life. Whose words will never pass away? Who gives life? Who is the life? Who will give life if we lose life for his sake? To whom shall we give our highest love? Who gives streams of living water? Who is the light of the world? Who sets people free from sin? Who has the right to forgive sins? Who is eternal? Who is the resurrection and the life? Who is Lord? Who will prepare a place in heaven for believers? Who is the way? Who is the truth? Who gives power to bear fruit, meaning good works? Oh, who searches hearts and minds? Who will repay each according to their deeds? Who will come on the clouds of heaven to judge? Who is Lord of the Sabbath? Who sits on his glorious throne at renewal of all things? Who will judge the nations? Ladies and gentlemen in here, every single one of those questions Jesus said he was. I can give you verses where Jesus made all those claims. Now those are blasphemous charges for anybody to make other than God. Jesus said he was the answer to all those questions. He made all those claims. No, he doesn't directly come out and say, I'm God, but it would be blasphemy for anybody other than God to make those claims. Lisa made the statement, I forget the verse offhand in the Old Testament. God says, I am not a man that I change my mind. First of all, if you look in the context, he's saying he doesn't change his mind like him. Okay. The other thing, too, is this was in the Old Testament before the incarnation of Christ, before he became a man. So, in essence, who was actually made that statement, the triune God? Jesus was actually speaking. He just had not become a man yet. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, became a man. He did not make all of God become a man. Okay? He's one with the Father. The Father is still in heaven. The Holy Spirit is still God. Jesus, or God, in fact, lowered himself to raise mankind up. He humbled himself. Let me just turn to the passage here so I can remember it. Philippians 2, starting with verse 5, your attitude should be this, the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So, him being in the very nature of God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. He didn't come to walk around and say, hey, I'm God, worship me. He came as a servant to mankind to lift them out of their sins. Okay? He came to seek and save the lost, is what he said. So, there's one more from here. Made the statement if he's going to be judged and has no knowledge of the end. Well, Okay. First of all, he was probably limited since he had become a man. Second of all, I don't know if you're familiar with the Jewish wedding ceremony, whereas in the Jewish system, the bride was basically, or the woman was engaged to the husband, and it was kind of a little more than what we do, you know, when we're engaged and not actually married until they walk the altar and so on. I'm not sure how Islam does it, you know, forgive me there. But Mary and Joseph is a good example that they were engaged to be married. What he does is the groom goes and prepares a place for her, and the groom cannot come back until the father of the groom tells him, okay? And that is why, as I see it, it's a teaching, it's a... Okay, people are shooting me private messages, and I'm sorry for getting a little off track here, but anyway, it's a picture of the Jewish wedding system there where the father, the groom does not know until the father says, okay, it's time, you know, go get your bride. Okay, again, so I appreciate it if I didn't get PM'd until I was done here. But anyway, yes, it's just the way the father chose, you know, to, it's a message teaching to the Jews, and he certainly could have known, but the father chose to keep that knowledge from him. So that's what that's about. On the cross, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. That shows the most, you know, Jesus lived out what he taught, you know, love your enemies, and the prophets of the Old Testament, you know, they always say, God, judge them and, you know, kill them or whatever, you know, because they did this, and Jesus here shows that he shows mercy and grace, and I'll be honest with you, I do not know fully why he would have said that, but other than he was faithful to what he taught. Well, I got 2 minutes left. Okay, just to sum up, as we Samantha know, Jesus does not come right out and say right out the bat, I am God, worship me. And I told you why, because he wanted it to be a spiritual truth that people came to realize, and only the Father can draw them on, can draw people unto him. Only the Father can, you know, spiritually enlighten people to the point where they come to realize that. But he did, he made numerous claims as I read that just absolutely would be blasphemy for anybody to say other than God. So, again, can't
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm sorry. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. The sound is clear. If the sound is clear, right one, please. Sounds good. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I think the debate is over. Because with all respect to the brother, he admit that there is no verse in the Bible. Jesus never say I'm God. Jesus never say I'm God manifested in flesh. Jesus never say I'm God and I mean at the same time. And he said he cannot put a word in the mouth of Jesus Christ. it seems very, very clear that there is no verse in the Bible from A to Z that Jesus said, I'm God, that Jesus said, I'm God and a man at the same time, that Jesus said, I am God manifested in flesh. There is nothing, absolutely nothing. Now, I agree with you, there is no verse. Okay, there is no verse now. Why are you calling Jesus God? Why are you calling God? Why are you calling God? The man never said, I'm God. The man never claimed he's God. The man never claimed he's God and a man at the same time. Or God manifested in flesh. As all Christians claim that Jesus has a dual nature. He's God and he's man at the same time. But the man never says that. So why are you calling God? Why are you calling God? Now he's saying, because if I do not call him God, the man must be crazy, lunatic, or anything like that. Why crazy or lunatic? The man was a man, was man of God. He was a prophet, a messenger of God. No more, no less. He's not God, he's not son of God. God is not a man. Who says that? The Bible itself. The book of Numbers 23:19. God is not a man. God cannot be a man. See, you calling God is a man is blasphemy. As I said before, I'm going to say it again. I would like everybody to focus with me. That God cannot be a man. God has only one nature. God, he cannot be a man. In the book of Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord. I cannot change. God cannot change. God cannot be a man and God in the same time. In the book of Hosea, chapter 11, verse 9, I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God, not man. For I am God, not man. It's very clear. God is not a man. So why you call this Jesus Christ as God? Look over here in the book of Job, verse 25:4. Job 25:4. How then can man be justified with God? Or how can be clean that is born of woman? Jesus born of woman. His mother is Mary. Behold, even to the moon, it shines not, yea, the stars are not pure in his sight. How much less man that is warm, and the Son of Man, which is warm, and the Son of Man, which is warm. I would like to ask every Christian in the room over here, who is the Son of Man? Who is the Son of Man? Jesus is the Son of Man. The prophecy about Jesus. How much less man that is warm and the Son of Man which is warm. You call him the Son of Man. The Bible said he which is warm. You call him God Almighty. You call him God a man. The Son of Man become God. God cannot be a man. I'm sorry. It's a hoax. Ayyub, Echo. Ayyub 25:4. كيف أكبر الإنسان عند الله وكيف يزكو مولود المرأة وهي السماء غير نقية في عينه فكم بالحري الإنسان الرمة وابن آدم الدود. God cannot be a man. Now, you try to tell me that Jesus is God because his miracles. Because he did miracles. But Jesus is not the only one did miracles. First, second, the miracles he did does not make him God at all. Absolutely not. Does not make him even a prophet of God. Read of the book of Matthew, chapter 24:24. It says, there will rise up a false prophet and a false Messiah, and they will give wonders and sign, great wonder and the sign will mislead the most elected of you. They will rise up false prophets and false Messiah, and they will give great wonders. This wonder will mislead the most elected of you. So if the false prophet, the false Messiah can make miracles and signs, and this sign and miracles mislead the most elected of Christians, then Miracles does not make him even a prophet, not God. Now, in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 22, in this day, people will come to tell me, Lord, Lord, did we prophesy by your name? Did we cast out devil by your name? Did we do wonders things by your name? In the last day, in the day of judgment, you and all other Christians will come to Jesus and will say to him, me will say to me in that day, last day, the day of judgment, Lord, Lord, you call him Lord, you call him God, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devil, and in thy name done many wonderful works. What Jesus will say to you? What Jesus will say to you? Then will I declare to them, I never know you. Depart from me. You are workers of lewdness. You are evil doers. Why you are evil doers? Because you call him God. You think him God with God. Because you prophesied by his name. Because you did miracles by his name. Because he cast out devil by his name, and he's not God. And what he's gonna do the next day? He's gonna kick you out. Depart from me, you wicked. I never know you. Why? Why? You worship him? You think him as God? Now, if we make little comparison between God and Jesus, is Jesus really co-equal to God from your book? Is God capable or not? Is God all-powerful or not? Of course. You agree with me. Jesus said that. That God Almighty is all-powerful. Is Jesus all-powerful? Is Jesus capable to do every thing? Verse 27, 10:27. Jesus said, everything is possible with God. What about Jesus? Let Jesus talk. Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 5, verse 30, I cannot do from my own self. Is this God? Is this God? I cannot do nothing, absolutely nothing from my own self. I cannot do nothing. No, John 5:30. I cannot do that. God, and the book of John, chapter 5, verse 19. 5:19 it says, the Son cannot do nothing from himself. Is this God? Book of Mark, 6:6. And he cannot make any sign. He cannot make any sign. Absolutely none. In the book of Mark chapter 6:6. None. None. He cannot. He cannot perform any sign, any miracle. Now, listen to this. In the book of Mark, chapter 7 verse 24. Mark 7:24. And from hence he arose and went onto the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into an house, and would have no man know. His attention that no man know. His attention that no man know he's there. But he could not be hid. He could not. He could not hide himself. He cannot do it. He cannot do it. His attention to hide himself, but he cannot do it. Because he's not God. He's not capable. He's not all-powerful God. Okay, now, can God Almighty die? No, God cannot die. Who said that? God said that. Where? In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 40. 32:40, God said, I live forever, forever. God cannot die. God is immortal. God is eternal. Also in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse 3, God is said, I am living God, or I am the living God. God is eternal, cannot die. In the first letter of Timothy, chapter 6:16, Paul said about God, he is the only eternal, immortal, he cannot die. What about Jesus Christ? Jesus died on the cross. Jesus died, God cannot die. God cannot die. Also, let me add another verse in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1 verse 12, Habakkuk 1:12. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, from everlasting? God has no beginning, has no end. Mine Holy One, you shall not die. God cannot die. God is eternal. God is eternal. Jesus died because of Jesus, not God. Now, if anybody can see God, no, nobody can see God. Who said that? Jesus himself. In the book of John, he lived already? You sure he lived? My goodness. He lived? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا إله إلا الله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. He is gone. He's offline. Okay, how many minutes left? 4 minutes? Okay. What you can do right now, stop. لا لا ما حدش يقول كلمة مش كويسة. Stop the time and take off the red dot from everybody in the room and we wait for a little bit. Okay? ماشي يا أخي فنزي؟ فنزي. Stop the time. Maybe he has disconnect. Maybe he's disconnect, inshallah. Funzi, are you here? Funzi. Funzi. Funzi, مش موجود. أنا عاوز Funzi يمشي. Funzi, are you here, Funzi? Busy. Sister Angel Wendy, you wanna take the admin? You wanna take the control? ما في ده حد يسير. عليك السلام, Sister Mission. He was here and left again. I don't know if he's in line or not in line. I'm not sure. Are we waiting for him? We can wait for him, no problem. But I don't know if he's in line or not. Hold on. I think he's not in line. He's not in line, I think.